Hello. Hi, Monica.
Hey, I'm sorry. I had my headphone off. I'm
Oh,
sorry.
no problem. First of all, welcome back. I didn't even see you yet.
Thank you. I
Busy.
know. I'm so busy. Yes.
It's crazy how we could be working in the same office, but like not
I
even see each
know.
other.
I know. It happens to me all the time.
I
Like with
know.
Cynthia too. Like I hardly
Yeah.
even are. I mean, we just,
Exactly.
yeah, it's.
We just get so like focused on what we're doing at our computers, and it's like,
I know.
yeah. But anyways, I'm gonna come by soon to see you. But meanwhile, I have this like strike list that we need to ensure activation for. I'm sure you've heard about them as well, but can we just review them together and see what we could do?
Yeah,
Okay.
definitely.
So Tanisha Riley, I know you spoke to her an hour ago. She told you she did the application. Is it in?
So she told me she was working on it. Hold on, that she was gonna. She told me that she said that she did complete it, but when I looked in the system, there's nothing there. So I told her to please complete it and to send me a text message when she's done, but she hasn't texted me yet. Let me look on Cognito and see if there's anything in yet.
Okay.
I don't believe that she did it the first time. She's taken forever to complete everything. No,
Got
there's
it.
nothing on
Nothing
here.
there.
No.
And the competency test she's aware of.
She has all the links. So I told her to please complete everything and send me a text, but mostly her application. I told her, text me when you're done with the application because I want to make sure that the system is working properly so that I know that you completed it. And she said, okay, but she hasn't done it yet. But she definitely has the links because before when I did
Right.
speak to her, she said that she has all the links that she needs to complete.
Got it.
I mean, she confirmed with me that she is going to go to her appointment today. I think it's with the AFC because
Okay.
I scheduled one for her yesterday. She couldn't go yesterday. She told me she's definitely going today.
Great.
I mean,
So
I
that's
hope she does
helpful.
go, yeah, but
I know.
I don't know about the
Do you
rest of
know
her.
around what time she was planning on going?
She told me at one. Let me look at the notes here. Hold on. I usually put the time that they want to go. Oh, she said before 8 p.m. So it can be any time. I can text her and ask her.
You just spoke to her an hour ago. Let's say like at like 1:30-ish to check in with her again and follow up on everything like the 2-year proof and have her just
Okay.
start sending things in. The IDs are checked off so that she did send in, right?
She sent, yeah, because I told her, please send it to me while we were on the phone together. So
Right,
she
that's the
sent me that
best.
immediately. And then I told her about the 2-year proof. She said she basically has to look for it, but she's going to send it over. That she does have an old ID that she can send me. So,
Perfect. So
yeah.
hopefully she does. And then it's just really the application. And then, you know, assuming she'll go to the TB today. Okay, so that's
Yeah,
that
because her
one.
background check, I submitted it already and everything is clear.
Nice. Okay, that's definitely helpful.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one is Monday, Elizabeth.
So she's the one that we're waiting for the we're waiting for her to get scheduled with Quest. So I emailed Quest this morning, but I haven't gotten a response back from them.
Oh. You emailed Level Up, like Occ
Yes,
Health.
level up.
Can you forward me that email? I'm gonna send it to Darlinski, like my contact there,
Oh,
and see
I
if she can
included you
get.
on the email.
Oh, okay, hold on.
I said there were two emails that I sent out this morning, including you on both of them. It was for,
Elizabeth Monday. Okay, I see it here.
yes, Elizabeth Monday,
Oh,
and there
you
was
sent it
one
to
more.
Darlinski. Let me ask her. Darlinski.
And Ryan Strauss for his results. I just wanted to confirm that he went.
One second, if an appointment is scheduled for her yet. Okay, let's see if she responds to me. If not, I'm going to text her or call her.
Okay. Oh, for Elizabeth, she asked for them to call her because I know that they generally text, but her texting line doesn't really work. So sometimes she gets it, sometimes she doesn't. So she specifically requested for them to call her.
Okay. Is everything else in for Elizabeth?
Yes, that's the only thing we're waiting
Got it.
for her to get scheduled
And
and
she's
everything.
willing to go today.
Yeah, she wanted to go yesterday when I
Didn't
had
hear from
put it.
them.
No, she didn't hear for them.
Got it. Okay. So that's that. I'm gonna see if Darlinski answers me, and if not, we'll reach out. And then the last one is Lisa is the patient. Hold on. Here, Diane McGrath. This is new?
Diane? I don't see a Diane in my...
Two N's. Diane with two N's.
D-I-A-N-N-E?
D-I-A-N-N-E, yeah.
I don't have a caregiver for this.
Or type by the patient, Lisa Bosak.
Okay, I was typing Diane for the patient, Lisa. Okay, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Diane McGrath. So I just sent her the onboarding requirements yesterday. I haven't reached back out to her.
Got it. So let's see if you call her today, maybe just try to, like, get everything at once, like the same way you got the other AIDS IDs when you were on the phone with her, like ask if
mm-hmm.
she could do everything, you know, right away. And then if she needs a TB test, if she doesn't have one, then we'll try to get her in today as well.
Okay.
But like all the links, applications, and documents that she needs to send in, let's try to do that ASAP.
Okay.
Because they
want
to get this started tomorrow, and you know how they get.
So. I know. Don't worry. I'll definitely reach out.
Okay. Amazing. Fine. So that's it. I'm sending an email with a recap of what we just went over so I can have it fresh in my mind when we revisit it. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.